Measles provide a challenge to an aviation ministry. Haiti moves forward in putting itself back together. And we have a special report on women's advocacy. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. More than 100 children are dead as health officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo scramble to address an outbreak of measles. 21,000 cases are being reported in five provinces. Mission Aviation Fellowship's Garth Peterson says they're flying in medical personnel and vaccines. He says MAF is facing a huge challenge.
We're a bit short-staffed at this moment. Our pilots are a bit extended, and so we continue to pray for more staff. We're also looking at an avgas shortage. We're probably going to run out of avgas about mid-May unless we can find a new source for that.
They do have a few planes that run on easy-to-obtain jet fuel. Peterson says the Congolese are finding hope in Christ thanks to the local church.
A lot of the Protestant pastors and churches that we work with in the interior are some of the only workers that are doing a lot of this health work. And so the body of Christ is making a difference in the lives of ordinary Congolese.
Next, preliminary results point to Michel Martelly as Haiti's next president. Final results won't be out until April 16th, but Eva DeHart of For Haiti with Love says people are already celebrating.
Yesterday, the Cap Haitian was having their parties and celebrating. So their interpretation was that Martelly got it and that they're happy about it and they're already partying.
DeHart adds,
let's just hope they stay in their joyful, thankful mood.
Things are peaceful now. Pray that continues.
That would almost make them the exception to the world right now. And since they're normally an exception the other direction, I think maybe they could lead the rest of the world as far as showing how well things could go when they're peaceful and working together and acknowledging God's power in their country.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The Crescent Project is inviting you to be a part of an advocacy campaign. We have a special report from MNN's Ruth Kramer and Elisa Talmadge.
Greg, Muslim women are really not so different from your family, your loved ones, and your friends. They want to be loved and appreciated, but some of them experience social injustices and have no one to advocate for them. That's why the Crescent Project is being their voice. Amy Laux is the women's advocacy leader.
At Crescent Project, we're really focused on building relationships, ministering to them on a relationship level, and sharing the hope of Christ with them relationally.
Part of advocacy through prayer comes from the 31 Days of Prayer for Muslim Women. The campaign begins on May 1st with a new downloadable prayer guide.
You can actually sign up to receive a daily email. And in each of those emails is a Bible verse, a quick story about a Muslim woman, and then there's a prayer point about how to be praying for these.
There's also an event coming up in Indianapolis, Indiana.
The Can You See Me is an event that's held on May 13th, and it's an opportunity for women to hear firsthand from Muslim background believers their testimony, and then an opportunity to spend time in worship, and then a concerted prayer time.
There are other women's ministries that value the resources provided by the Crescent Project. Elisa Talmadge has the other half of the story.
Women at Risk International, or War International, is also advocating the prayer campaign as a resource. President Becky McDonald explains their ministry.
Women at Risk International is an international organization that creates circles of protection around women and children that are at risk.
War has a special heart for Muslim women who suffer from most of the 14 risk factors War addresses. McDonald agrees that prayer for these often dismissed women is imperative.
Because we're not there, because we are not behind that closed door, because we don't know what goes on in private, which is where the trouble happens in their lives, prayer is that one way to get behind closed doors.
Pray for Muslim mothers specifically this May. I'm Elisa Talmadge with Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Envision a Middle East where the love of Jesus Christ overshadows the turmoil there. Set 7's offering you an informative DVD to help you see their work in action. Get your free DVD. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Sat 7 link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.